talk about, if you could, a little bit about what you're looking for, maybe in the comments, and then also kind of how you go about doing your analysis of the petition itself, which is a lengthy, detailed document.
Well, the most helpful comments to both the staff and the commission are those that deal with regulations, the standards for borough and corporation there for this petition or any other petition, whether it be annexation or a corporation or some other kind. There are standards that need to be met, and there are fairly specific standards that need to be met to incorporate the borough. So somebody who writes in and says that the petition does or does not meet one or more regulations, and here is why, that is most helpful in our analysis and in the commission's analysis, because that addresses the criteria that we will address in our preliminary and final reports and what the commission will address during the hearing next year.
When you're looking at a petition, what are some of the factors that you are looking for? What are some of the key factors under the code that you need to make sure, you know, fit the bill?
I'll give you the brief description because you probably do not want to hear all the minutiae of the regulation.
Sure. But general sense for folks.
Sure. Things like is there a community of interest? That is one. The other is the population. Is the population of the proposed borough sufficiently large and stable to support the proposed borough government? And again, I'm just giving you just very brief descriptions. A third would be resources. Does the economy of a proposed borough include the human and financial resources necessary to provide the development of essential municipal services on an efficient scale? Another one is boundaries, that the boundaries of a proposed borough must conform generally to natural geography, must be on a regional scale suitable to borough government, and must include all land and water necessary to provide the full development of essential municipal services on an efficient, cost-effective level. There's other criteria in there for borders as well. Then also the best interest of the state, and which is a bit broader. Some things that the commission may consider along those lines, for example, but not limited to these, are does it promote the constitutional provision of maximum local self-government? Does it promote a access into statute, but also appears again in Constitution? Does it promote a minimum number of local government units under a statute and under the Constitution? Would it relieve the state government of the responsibility of providing local services? Would it reasonably likely expose the state government to unusual and substantial risks as a prospective successor to the borough in the event of the borough's dissolution? So these are things in a nutshell. All those standards go on for several pages. There's some statutory requirements as well, but that's the gist of what would occur. And we would encourage anybody, whether they're for it or against it, to look at the regulations and then advance their best arguments as to why that individual believes the petition would or would not meet the standards.
Could you just describe for folks what the Local Boundary Commission is in terms of who they are and where they come from and how many folks there are on it?
It was created, the Local Boundary Commission was created by the Constitution before statehood under the theory that local boundary changes were best decided on a statewide level. So that was created. There are four judicial districts in the state, and by law, there are five commissioners. One comes from each of the four districts, and then the chair comes at large. So, for example, there's one from Ketchikan, one from Barrow, one from Tok, one from Soldotna, and then the chair-at-large lives in Valdez.
And they're all volunteers?
They're all volunteers. So they put in a lot of time both researching, reading the material before the hearing, and then being at the hearing and decisional meeting. So they spend an awful lot of time with not receiving a salary for their efforts.
Is there anything that you'd want to stress for folks interested in this, wherever they're coming from on the issue, but are interested in the process?
Sure. I would encourage those folks to come to the meeting and to ask questions, and also to be involved in the process, to submit written comments, to attend the hearing, and so forth. So that just to be aware of the standards and know what they are, and to participate in the process. That